This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis emphasized the state's red flag laws and ghost guns during today's State of the State address. The law, as it stands, allows some individuals to request an extreme risk protection order, which could prevent an individual from owning a gun who might be a threat to themselves or others. Polis referenced the state's latest mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs.
The horrific shooting at Club Q is one of too many examples of how a crime can inflict pain and fear for an entire community.
At the Capitol for the State of the State address were the heroes from last year's shooting, Richard Firo and Thomas James, who Polis acknowledged and thanked. Polis also took time for a moment of silence in honor of the victims of the Club Q shooting. Colorado will see plenty of snow over the next 2 days. A winter storm is forecast for tonight and will last through tomorrow morning. David Bargenbrook of the National Weather Service says snow accumulation is expected to be heavier along the Front Range and the Eastern Plains.
Few areas could see more than that, maybe 12 to as much as 15 inches in a few spots. Those areas that might get under heavier bands and stay under those heavier snow bands for a little longer because it will be snowing hard.
He warns road conditions could be hazardous. Meanwhile, westbound Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon is closed due to a crash involving multiple semi-trucks and a gasoline tanker. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the closure is likely to last into this evening. Right now in Denver, it's 32 degrees and overcast. In Boulder, it's 35. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.